1 Preface. Throughout the centuries, prophets, oracles, nymphs, and other mystical entities from all over the world have left revelations, prophecies, myths and legends to the modern world. Prophecies were provided, for example, in Chinese society in the I Ching or Book of Changes, which is at least 5,000 years old. In Western society, Nostradamus, a Frenchman, left a book of prophecy hundreds of years ago. The Native American Hopi tribe left the teachings of the Hopi god. And the ancient Greeks left prophecies from Pythia, the oracle of Apollo at Delphi. Although modern man dismisses the possibility of a high degree of intellectual and paranormal abilities in the ancients, practitioners believe that learned men of remote antiquity were able to achieve remarkable insight either through supernormal abilities or scientific sophistication. It is said, for example, that the ancients looked at meteors, comets, supernovae, eclipses and planetary alignments to predict events far into the future in their local environment, as well as of the entire world. Aren't these prophecies that foretell future events remarkable and extraordinary human accomplishments by the ancient civilizations? Was this ancient science, although not based on modern science, but on holistic and mythological precepts, not a true science? Isn't it amazing that many of these ancient prophecies, foretelling future events, have proven to be true? Haven't these divinations become historical facts? The practitioner recognizes that nothing in this world happens accidentally. So why should there be a need for prophecies? Are the prophecies meant to satisfy human curiosity about the future, or are they symbolic and metaphorical? We might also wonder whether prophecies are meant to instruct people in how to change the future based on egotistical desires. Are prophecies meant to amuse and provide entertainment for otherwise boring conversations? Isn't it amazing that many of the prophecies predicted events in this century, or more narrowly defined, during our lifetime? Many prophecies proved to be highly accurate, exceeding the expectation and knowledge of the general public. Michel de Nostradamus, a Frenchman, was born in Saint-Rémy, France on December 14, 1503. He was a renowned prophet. In his book of prophecy, Centuries, he predicted of many major events and figures presented worldwide throughout the past several hundred years. These include Napoleon, the Great Revolution in France, the World Wars, the downfall of communism, the latest shocking September 11 terrorist attack in America, etc. Many of these were foretold with astonishing precision. For instance, he exactly described the name of Napoleon and of America. Please refer to the appendix for his biography, prophecies, and verification of major historical events. Centuries by Nostradamus, a French prophet who lived over 400 years ago, foretold many significant events that had happened later, in this period of human civilization, including the rise of Napoleon, the presence of Hitler, the World Wars, the death of the British Princess Diana, the September 11 terrorist attack in New York City, the 1989 oppression of the democratic movement in Tiananmen Square in China, and the ongoing persecution against Falun Gong in China directed by Zhang Ziyi. The only obstacle in understanding Nostradamus' prophecies lie within the representation of the messages, which included difficult, obscure, evasive poems and symbolic secret codes. Since the prediction of the future was buried in a complicated language, the general public could validate the true meaning of a prediction only after a predicted event had come to pass. Prophecies have profound meanings to all human societies. A fulfilled prophecy proves its authenticity. In addition, prophecies guide mankind to an acceptance that the future of mankind has its regularity and cannot be altered by will. One's attitude and response toward a fulfilled prophecy or a prophecy in the progress of fulfillment, as well as one's subsequent efforts in exploring a better future, is a subject that one must face with much deliberation. In 1994, Italian journalist Enza Massa was at the Italian National Library in Rome when she stumbled upon an unusual find. It was a manuscript dating to 1629, titled, Nostradamus Vaticanitia Code. Michel de Notre Dame, the author's name, was on the inside in indelible ink. This manuscript, never published by Nostradamus, was handed down to the prophet's son and later donated by him to Pope Urban VIII. It did not surface again until now, almost 400 years later. Nostradamus's son, Caesar, may be the actual author of what is known as the Lost Book of Prophecies discovered in 1994. The Vaticinia Michaelis Nostradami de Futuri Christi Vicarii ad Caesarum Filium Dia interpret, the prophecies of Michel Nostradamus on the future vicars of Christ to Caesar his son, as expounded by Lord Abbot Joachim, or Vaticinia Nostradami for short, is a collection of 80 watercolor images compiled as an illustrated codex. The cryptic paintings vary from the strange to the bizarre, with images of popes, decapitations and strange creatures. Known as the Vaticinia Nostradami, this book has often been considered to be Nostradamus' final prophecies regarding the end of the world as we know it. It was said that Nostradamus had handed the book over to his son, who in turn was to donate it to a cardinal at the time who later went on to become Pope Urban VIII. The book eventually ended up in the library. In both the paintings and the accompanying quatrains within, Nostradamus is said to have predicted the Nazi Blitzkrieg, the assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II, the burning of the oil wells of Kuwait by Iraq, and Boris Yeltsin's rise to power. Some of the paintings reveal new prophecies, while others are either generally indecipherable or linked to earlier quatrains, but not indicated. Among the paintings are a pope with the body of a dog, female priests, clergymen being attacked and a black-skinned pope. Following are some of the more notable images, two Nostradamus poems of prophecy, Centuries. John Hogue, Element Books 1994, among many books on Nostradamus, this book particularly attracted my attention, not by its many fine pictures, although they make the book highly readable, but by its plain language and thorough analysis and interpretation. The following are directly from the book that I believe are revelations about Phelan Daffa. Parentheses are my own interpretation, italic letters are direct quote of Nostradamus. Chapter 15 A New Religiousness. The man from the East at home in the West. He will appear in Asia and be at home in Europe, could mean West in general. The man from the East will come out of his seat passing across the Apennines to see France. He will fly through the sky one. Great Hermes's rod. He will fly through the sky, the rains, and the snows and strike everyone with his rod too. The outlawed teacher. A man will be charged with destroying the temples and religions altered by fantasy. He will harm the rocks rather than the livings. Ears filled with ornate speeches 3. Diana, the moon, and Hyan. Sooner and later you will see great changes, extreme horrors and vengeances, for the moon is led by its angel, the heavens approach the balance the moon in the middle of the night. The young sage alone with his mind has seen it. His disciples invite him to become immortal. His body in the fire. Gautama the Buddha proclaimed that the wheel of Dharma, the dynamo for human spiritual evolution underscore, would be turned once every 25 centuries by a world teacher to generate man's rise to new states of consciousness. A new turn comes at the end of this millennium, indication to Phelan Daffa couldn't be more clear. 4. Diana, the moon, and Hyan. He will take Diana's day as his day of silent rest. He will travel far and wide in his drive to infuriate, delivering a great people from subjection. Clue 5 also refers to a people linked to Hermes, the moon, and meditation and the coming to the west of an Eastern teacher. Perhaps the teacher travels, or will travel, around the world? Maybe the controversial message of his drive to infuriate orthodox belief will keep the teacher on the move. Nostradamus implies that he will only rest on Diana's day, which would be Monday, the moon's day. 5. The coming of Maitreya. The soft voice of the sacred friend is heard under holy ground. The human flame shines for the divine voice. It will cause the earth to be strained with the blood of the celibate monks, and to destroy the sacred, or false, temples of the impure ones. Gautama, the Buddha, taught that the will of Dharma, the teaching of truth, is like a great wheel which, 2,500 years from its first revolution, runs out of momentum. The next great world teacher, who is given the name Maitreya meaning friend, would appear around the year AD 2000 and will restore momentum and power to all those seeking after religious truth. This quatrain predicts that organized religion will be destroyed by words of truth spoken by the friend through the human flame of a new religion. Madame Blavatsky, one of the leading psychic seers of the 19th century, predicted that the Maitreya would appear in Asia around the year 1950. The author John Hoag listed 10 possible candidates of Asian origin for this world teacher. Most candidates, however, had been deceased at the time the book was published, 1994. Among the living are India's Swami Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, 1911, founder of Transcendental Meditation Movement, and Sun Myung Moon, 1920, founder of Unification Church of Korea. Mahesh's cozy relationship with organized religions and Moon's political involvement are questioned by the author, and they are believed unlikely to be the world leader described by Nostradamus. 2.1 The climax in the prophecy of centuries, the terrifying month of July 1999. The most poignant poem of Nostradamus was the one regarding the King of Terror in July 1999, Century X, Quatrain 72, in the year 1999, 7th month, from the sky will come a great King of Terror, in order to bring back to life the great King of Angalmoy, before and after Mars reigns in the name of bringing people happiness. This poem is poignant because it is the only one with an explicit date. Similar to many other prophecies, with many implications and legends, Nostradamus' prophecies were very difficult to read. In addition, he intentionally disrupted the chronological order of his poems. However, this poem states a clear time, leading one to believe that 400 years ago this stanza carried much importance to Nostradamus. Another reason that this poem was so important was that it involved the so-called millennium end catastrophe. In fact, Nostradamus used the phrase before and after to indicate that July 1999 was absolutely not the end of the world. Since end of the world prophecies were so popular, one may speculate that it was a way to soothe people's panic rather than a mistake Nostradamus made in his prophecy. Facts again verified Nostradamus' foresight. So what does the phrase King of Terror refer to? We can look back on what happened in July 1999 in history. According to the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2000, important events that happened in July 1999 related to disasters, conflicts, and death as seen below: one flight crash of three people including John Kennedy Jr., his wife and his sister. 2 July 19 to August 1, the eastern United States suffered unprecedented high temperatures and drought, causing at least 200 deaths, including more than 80 in Illinois. Financial costs exceeded $1.10 billion. 3 On July 29, a man from Atlanta, Georgia, USA who lost a lot of money in the stock market killed 9 people, injured another 13 and then killed himself. 4 War in Kosovo, Yugoslavia continues. 5 Conflict in Kashmir area between India and Pakistan caused many deaths. On July 26, the Indian military declared that PAR army had withdrawn from that area. 6 Ehud Barak was appointed as Prime Minister of Israel. 7 Two sides in Sierra Leone civil war had reached mutual peaceful agreements. 8 Iranian students were in conflict with the police. 9 Many countries signed a peace agreement in the Congo. 10 Jiang Zemin began to persecute 100 million Falun Gong practitioners. 11 Hassan, King of Morocco, died. Although the Kennedy accident occupied American headlines and got lots of media attention, it had nothing to do with the King of Terror. Others such as peace agreements and the Pakistani side withdrawing from Kashmir are also excluded. The King of Morocco died at age of 70, and his son took over his reign after his rule of 38 years. It has nothing to do with terror. War creates a huge shadow of terror on the human psychology, but the war in Kosovo broke out in March, not in July. Natural disasters in the eastern region of the United States created huge losses, but with aid from the federal government, there is little terror involved. Ehud Barak being elected prime minister in a chaotic region of the world was not a matter of conflict. It was listed because it would have future impact. However, he did not bring more turbulence to the region. Therefore he was not the king of terror. What is left is the gun-toting stock trader in Atlanta, Iranian students in conflict with the police, and China arresting thousands of Falun Gong practitioners. The conflict in Iran started from July 8 and caused at least one death. Students stopped their protest before July 17. Compared to other student protests known to the Chinese, the conflict was small in scale and cannot be counted as terror. The killing in Atlanta did cause terror to some extent, but it's better to interpret it as a troubling episodic event of modern economic life. This shooting event itself cannot be called a terror event, nor can the perpetrator be viewed as a king of terror. The remaining item is Jiang's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. This involved lots of people. In 1999, the Chinese government estimated that there were 100 million people practicing Falun Gong. The persecution started July 20, 1999, and has continued for almost 3 years. Falling from the sky would then refer to the fact that in mainland China, the state-controlled media was filled with words against Falun Gong, and despite various kinds of torture and brainwashing that was used towards practitioners, they still didn't give up their faith. Even foreign reporters who investigated this affair were intimidated. As far as persecution facts are concerned, there have been few detailed reports by Western media, but those few were exemplary. For example, the Wall Street Journal reported on a retired worker, Chen Zixiu, aged 58, who was persecuted to death. Agence France-Presse, AFP, reported on computer engineer Su Gang's death, which was caused by being sent to a mental hospital and being forcefully injected with various drugs. AFP also reported that Zhang Suiling, the daughter of Chen Zixiu, non-Falun Gong practitioner, was sent to prison for telling Western reporters about her mother's death. Several Chinese people with foreign citizenship were taken into Chinese custody because they practiced Falun Gong. Due to pressure from the international community, they were released. At the same time, practitioners of Falun Gong who were persecuted in mainland China labor camps spoke to the United Nations about their experiences. People came to know more about the suppressors' attempt to destroy this peaceful, nonviolent cultivation group by using various mental and physical methods. When considering the fact that practitioners' family, friends, and neighbors are affected by Jiang's suppression, the amount of people being persecuted in China numbers into the tens of millions. Furthermore, journalistic commentary in China is completely one-sided. Officials intimidated reporters who wanted to report neutrally. If you think the scant amount of disclosed information related to this persecution is astonishing, then the extent of all that has happened is appalling. Thus, it's not an exaggeration to say that the King of Terror refers to Jiang Zemin. Why is this matter so important? What distinguishes this from other persecutions and terror events in history? This persecution against Falun Gong is prominent in the number of people it has reached and in its extent of cruelty when compared to persecutions throughout history. The International Education Developmental Department, IED, has been tracking terrorism and human rights issues for many years. This organization declared in its report of human rights in August 2001 that the violation of human rights caused by state-sponsored terrorism in the form of a government persecuting its own people is much more severe than those caused by other forms of terrorism. When a nation is employing state-sponsored terrorism in international agencies, the international community will learn of many cases and will be inundated with people seeking refuge. This is the condition caused by the Chinese regime's violent attack on Falun Gong practitioners. We found out in our investigation that death events all happened in the hands of Chinese local governments. The breakdown of families was due to a family member killed by that regime. People who broke down mentally and physically did so not by practicing Falun Gong but because of extremely cruel punishments, detainment in mental hospitals and mistreatment therein, forced hard labor in labor camps, and other similar types of treatment. The International Herald Tribune on August 6, 2001 reported that the Chinese government recognized that it had authorized the use of force to eliminate Falun Gong. This regime orchestrated the so-called self-immolation incident in Tiananmen Square on January 23, 2001 to support the charge that Falun Gong is an evil cult. However, we obtained a copy of this event, and draw a conclusion from it that this government directed this accident. We have made copies of this video clip to distribute them. In fact, founder of Falun Gong, Mr. Li Hongji explained this matter. His explanation of Mars in the last two sentences of the poem was completely beyond the common theory, which is that this referred to the planet Mars. What is currently unfolding in China was previously arranged in history, and many people throughout history prophesied this. They chose not to articulate the matter directly so as to both conform to the deluded way the world is and to warn its people. Therefore, everyday people are only able to realize the meaning of a prophecy after history has come to pass. For example, with regard to what is happening in China, Nostradamus, the Frenchman, stated the following in his book of prophecy, centuries, hundreds of years ago, in the year 1999, seventh month, from the sky will come a great king of terror, in order to bring back to life the great king of Angalmoy, before and after Mars reigns in the name of bringing people happiness. What he said about the year 1999, seventh month, from the sky will come a terror, in order to bring back to life the king, refers precisely to a few people with ulterior motives in the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party using their power to initiate a comprehensive, vicious suppression of Dafa and Dafa disciples. They have arrested people, beaten people, sent people to labor camps, sentenced people to jail, and destroyed the books. They have used the army, the police, secret agents, and diplomatic means, and they have used all radio stations, television stations, and the press to spread lies and carry out the persecution in a villainous fashion. Its overwhelming magnitude seems to threaten to bring down the heavens, while their evilness has spread throughout the entire world. With degenerate notions, the old forces arranged this for the purpose of examining Dafa in a destructive manner. The process of Master's far-rectification among humans is, as God see it, just like a process of resurrection. As to the sentence before and after Mars reigns, it means to say that Karl Marx is ruling the world before and after the year 1999. Actually, not only communist societies are now practicing Marxism. The social welfare system and its kin adopted by the developed countries of the world are also communist things within capitalism. Those appear to be free societies, yet it seems that the whole world is in fact practicing communism. People who have come from communist states to the developed countries in the West share one impression: it feels like communism here, except they don't advocate violent revolution. With regard to the last part, in the name of bringing people happiness, this refers to the communist idea of liberating all of humankind, as well as to Western societies sustaining social welfare through heavy taxation. Since this matter is still in the process of being concluded, I am only deciphering these several sentences. As a matter of fact, prophecies concerning this time period have circulated in many countries. The few remarks above are only for reference. From in reference to a prophecy in Essentials for Further Advancement to, if this is true, then the issue of Falun Gong is the event to which Nostradamus is referring. Once this key point is affirmed, the meanings of other lines in his poem become obvious. Nostradamus has mentioned three antichrists, which were understood as the extreme or ultimate force against the Christian spirit. It has been widely accepted that the first antichrist was Napoleon and the second was Hitler. The third antichrist would appear at the end of the 20th century. In many studies of Nostradamus' predictions, the Great King of Terror, Century 10, Quatrain 72:9 was widely believed to be the third antichrist. The quatrain below also shows the relationship with the third antichrist, Century I, Quatrain 50, a man will be born from the three water signs. He will celebrate his feast on Thursday. His renown, praise, rule, and power will grow on land and sea, bringing trouble to the east. If the Great King of Terror refers to Jiang Zemin, President of China, the brutal suppressor of Falun Gong, then we have a key to decode this prediction. Jiang Zemin was born in Jiangsu Province, Zhang means river. He first gained his national prominence in Shanghai, Hai means sea. He now resides in Zhongnanhai, sea, in Beijing. This explains the three signs of water. Zhang Zemin's titles include President, General Secretary of the Communist Party, and Chairman of the Central Military Committee. These are three top positions in China. This explains the sentence of his renown, praise, rule, and power will grow on land and sea. Jiang's repression of Falun Gong has been bringing trouble to the East. He forcefully imposed atheism on all people in mainland China and opposed all religions including Christianity. The so-called freedom of religion is a feint of peace with the condition of leading by atheism. All of these facts agree with Nostradamus' prophecy. The last sentence bringing trouble to the East may indicate that the main stage of Jiang's destruction will be in China. It is always difficult for people to understand Thursday in this poem. If we relate it to the persecution of Falun Gong, we find that the police started capturing Falun Gong practitioners in the evening of July 20th, but the official slandering propaganda on TV started on July 22, 1999. Chinese Central Television, CCTV, broadcasted the news about Falun Gong at 3 p.m. and groundlessly announced that Falun Gong was an illegal organization. Then, fabricated news stories attacking Falun Gong began to appear on various channels overseas. July 22, 1999 was a Thursday. Now let's take a look at this quatrain, Century 8, Quatrain 77, the Antichrist very soon annihilates the three, 27 years his war will last. The unbelievers were killed, arrested, exiled, with blood, human bodies, flood, and red hail covering the earth. The Antichrist very soon annihilates the three refers to the persecution of truth, compassion, and forbearance. Truth, compassion, and forbearance are the fa, law, of the cosmos, and the rule that cultivators of Falun Dafa follow. Currently in China, these three characters cannot even be mentioned. It, the Antichrist, utilizes transformation and brainwashing classes to force Dafa cultivators to believe its lies. Numerous steadfast practitioners were killed, arrested, exiled, homeless. Blood, human bodies, flood, means the persecution of Dafa practitioners. It also relates to natural catastrophes, that people in the past had thought of as the anger from God, caused by this action. Red hail means the totalitarian communist regime that came in swarms and hordes. The 27 years time length has already changed. About Thursday, there is another section in the Quatrains of Nostradamus, Century X, Quatrain 71, the earth, air, and water freeze all together. The horrible Thursday will come, nothing can stop. The sky will no longer be sunny and clear. Extend to four directions these will, and this day shall forever be remembered and must not be forgotten. This poem directly corresponds to Century I, Quatrain 50. It in some way further emphasizes the importance. The horrible Thursday will come, nothing can stop. The king demon is going to feast on this date. It is definitely horrifying for sentient beings. However, this is arranged in history as well. In the period of time after this, rumors diffuse to all over the world. People who believe the slander of Dafa are all in danger. This is the sky will no longer be sunny and clear. Extend to four directions these will, and this day shall forever be remembered and must not be forgotten. Since the truth has been spreading in the world, many people in many areas outside of China have come to realize what is right and what is wrong. In fact, after July 1999, Western countries have not been negatively influenced. On the contrary, the popularity and support of Falun Gong has increased. However, Jiang Zemin's scoundrel political regime used state-controlled media to fabricate lies and blocked out the truth in China. This has left the people in mainland China still immersed in these lies. 2.2 A shocking similarity with Nostradamus' prophecy, prophecy in the Book of Amenti. The famous Sphinx in Egypt also recorded a shocking prophecy. People found a cave under the Sphinx's paw. Inside there was a papyrus manuscript left from 800 BC. The author's name was Denis. Surprisingly, this manuscript, which is called the Book of Amenti, not only recorded the mysterious context of the Sphinx, but also predicted the emergence of a king demon. I don't know when a king demon appears in human world. He possesses vast power. His people kill, invade, and rob in order to fulfill his desires. My dear children, you must not listen to him. Every sentence of him will take you to the irrevocable abysses of sin and disaster. This reminds us of the King of Terror mentioned in Nostradamus Centuries. In the papyrus by Denis, there were also descriptions of the King of Terror. The King of Terror descends with fire and lights. Unidentifiable lights flash at the fringe of the sky. There was also another ray of strong light, taking people into the robe of hell. My supreme gods, I beg you to save your children. All of these terrifying descriptions stirred a lot of guesses and imaginations. Nobody can give a definite and clear explanation. We have talked about the King of Terror mentioned by Nostradamus. Then it's not difficult to understand these descriptions. A king demon appears in the human world. He possesses vast power refers to the current leader of the Chinese Communist Party Jiang Zemin, who collected vast power by taking advantage of the corrupt situation of the country. He controls the whole country militarily and by propaganda. By using deception and the threat of violence, he forces people to believe it's right to be subordinated to him. His citizens slaughter, invade and rob in order to fulfill his desire, means the Prince of Devils, King Demon, launched a brutal persecution against Falun Gong practitioners, who practice truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, for his selfish desire. He utilized propaganda under his control to slander Falun Gong and then forced every citizen in the country to declare his or her opinion of Falun Gong under political pressure. Many Falun Gong practitioners were deprived of their basic human rights. Their homes were ransacked. They were arrested or detained or even persecuted to death. The whole country is in terror. People who don't practice Falun Gong are cheated by lies and slander against Falun Gong and go against the universal law. There are also some people who treat this issue with indifference because they don't understand its importance. Prophets in history foresaw all this. They left their prophecies to later generations. My dear children, don't believe what he says. Every sentence that he says will bring you to the depths of hell. Falun Dafa is merely a human word. In fact, it is the universal law of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance that created all lives in the universe. Obviously, this is what will happen to those lives that persecute Falun Dafa. There is another huge beam of light which will draw people to death, this also has the same implication. My Supreme God, please save my descendants. The prophet was anxious and helpless when he foresaw that his descendants would be demolished by lies and hatred. He prayed to gods to offer salvation. Since July 1999, the world was covered by lies. After unremittingly clarifying the truth to sentient beings, most of the countries in the world now know the truth of the persecution. Governments, media, and the public in these countries express their understanding and support to Falun Dafa. These will be their fortunes. However, many Chinese people are still deceived by the lies. The devil of terror is still constantly committing these crimes. Only if sentient beings know the truth of the persecution can they be saved. Prophets from different nations have accurately predicted present events. The essence of these prophecies resides in what Falun Dafa would experience at this time. Gods and ancestors of different nations worried about their descendants being eliminated if they believe in the slander against the universal truth. They cried, "My Supreme God, please save my descendants." No matter how many and precise the prophecies from history are, their purposes are the same: to warn the present people to heed about what is happening at this time.